Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. On this week's Talking Politics, Columbia College political science professor, Dr. Terry Smith, is here to point out some of the similarities he's noticed between the Volkswagen scandal and the upcoming 2016 presidential election and its nominees.
Are you already weary of the 2016 presidential race? It is still a year until the election. We can't accelerate the process, but neither should we wish time away. It is much too fascinating. The 2016 presidential race will be resolved well before the Volkswagen emission test cheating scandal. Lawsuits and criminal proceedings may last as long as the Cubs' World Series victory drought. That's 107 years and counting. But seriously, the Volkswagen mess actually has lessons for the current campaign. I count three. You can surely think of others. Volkswagen was a highly respected company. It built reliable vehicles that owners trusted, and I emphasize the past tense of that verb. By cheating and covering it up, the brand is damaged, just as Republicans seem intent on damaging their brand by chasing many issues to right-wing extremes, threatening to shut down the federal government over funding of Planned Parenthood. The list goes on. The candidate who emerges from this bruising nomination period will be the leader of a party whose brand may be as tainted as VW's. Volkswagen's decade-long success made it arrogant. The Greeks call it hubris or wanton insolence or arrogance resulting from excessive pride. Sort of like candidate Trump's narcissistic preening, which looks like hubris to me. Of course, the Greeks gave us the antidote to hubris, Nemesis, the goddess of retributive justice, the humbler, the layer low of the haughty. And don't the Germans and the Greeks have a recent history? As you look at what VW did, fiddled with software so diesel emissions would be falsely low during testing, you have to wonder, what were they thinking? I mean, seriously, they thought they could get away with this? Sort of like candidate Clinton thinking she could wipe her email computer server clean and not get caught. You get caught, people. The Germans have wonderful words for things that don't have English equivalents. One of my favorites is Schadenfreude, taking delight in the misfortune of others. Too bad there's not a juicy German word for what were you thinking? Volkswagen will be answering this question for a long time, and so will all the fat cat donors who, having more money than sense, gave their millions to candidates whose qualifications for the presidency were, shall we say, thin. The good news is that the American people have always been able to sort this out, and we will again next year. One more thing, in the spirit of the season, you may be as scandalized as I am by how much money is given to and spent by politicians. Here's some perspective. Americans will spend $7 billion on Halloween this year. That's about what will be spent on all the presidential and congressional campaigns next year. More on campaign finance in a future commentary. This is Terry Smith.
Check back at KBIA.org for news and coverage on presidential nominees and elections. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. Thanks to Dr. Smith for joining us this week. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.